News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, you may have heard, we had the interview with Mike Durant this past Monday. He came on the air, and I do believe that might have been his only interview about this topic this week. This story broke over the weekend. Jeff Poor wrote an article in Breitbart that basically took a speech that Mike Durant had made at the Army War College in 2011, and there were some kind of dicey comments in the middle of it where Mike Durant sounded like he was advocating for disarming the populace here in the United States, which would be a violation of the Second Amendment. Mike came on the show, gave his piece about that. Well, the interesting piece of this, though, is that Parker Griffith, from right here in the listening area, former congressman, you know, Democrat, Republican, Democrat again, independent, whatever he is today, he identifies as something politically. Anyway, he came on Jeff Poor's show this morning or yesterday and gave some pretty egregious comments saying that Mike Durant appears to suffer from PTSD in his medical opinion and that he likened him to Nazism and communism and all that. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phones right now and bring on someone I've known for a while, Jessica Taylor. She's a former U.S. Senate candidate herself who has endorsed Mike Durant. Jessica has a degree in political science and an MPA, a master's in public administration from Jacksonville State University, a law degree from Jones School of Law. She worked in the Riley administration, and like I said, she ran for U.S. Senate herself and is now an endorser of Mike Durant. Jessica Taylor, how are you doing today?
I am excellent. How are you, Phil?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Well, listen, have you had a chance to see those comments, I guess? Well, of course you did. You're calling in because of it. But Parker Griffith made those pretty egregious comments that even me as a veteran takes issue with. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm fit to be tied over it, Phil. It's disgusting. I cannot believe that a former congressman and a medical doctor would say these things. To go in public and diagnose a combat veteran with PTSD for political purposes is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, we're talking about Parker Griffith and his comments, but what I think is also important here is why is he doing the bidding of the BRIC campaign? He absolutely went on that show with talking points to hit Mike. Before he was even asked about Mike on that show, he laid into him. So, you know, I think that's really what's more telling here is why does the Katie Boyd BRIC campaign have a Democrat who has donated to her, who has said he endorses her and puts his her yard sign in his yard? Why is he speaking on behalf of her campaign? And I think he needs to come out and immediately disavow these comments because it's just disgusting and it's offensive to all combat veterans. You know, he specifically said anybody who goes through that can't come out and not be disturbed. I think every veteran ought to take offense to this, and he owes them an apology.
Well, I do too. And I don't, and, you know, in my position, I choose not to endorse candidacies, but I can certainly talk issues. And so I have had all three candidates. And then you were on my show too, back when you were a candidate. And I'll be honest, I'll go ahead and say right now, Parker Griffith, I think he's got PTSD from all his party switching. I don't think he knows which way is up. And the very idea that someone in his position, he knows better. In the medical community, you don't make flippant diagnosis and then claim that your medical background gives you the ability to make those statements. He has no degree, by the way, no training that I can see anywhere on his bio that would authorize him to do that. He's been out of medical practice since 1992. He was a oncology radiologist specializing in cancer diagnosis through radiology, if I'm not mistaken. And yet he's going to try and claim that because Mike Durant did something in military terms some years back, that he thinks that Mike Durant is suffering from PTSD now. That's just the most jackleg thing I think I've ever heard.
It's awful, and you're absolutely right. You know, that the fact that he even touted his qualifications as a medical professional before he said all of that stuff really just adds insult to injury. And were he not retired, I think that he ought to lose his medical license over this. I mean, mental health is a serious issue, especially amongst veterans. You know, we lose approximately 20 veterans a day to suicide. And so to try to make mental health of veterans a political pawn is absolutely disgusting. So I think the mental health community should admonish him. And since he was clearly doing the bidding of the Katie Boyd BRIC campaign, I think she needs to disavow these comments immediately. And, you know, every hour she waits, I hope she's losing more votes of veterans.
Well, all right, let's talk about that just for a second. You know, and full disclosure again, you when you decided to discontinue your campaign, you openly endorsed in a big way Mike Durant. So you're in the Mike Durant camp. That being said, I was not aware until just the last 24 hours that Parker Griffith has openly expressed his support of Katie Britt. But you're trying to, and I want to make sure that this is not just a talking point on your part. You're trying to say that he had talking points in his hand, basically, and maybe euphemistically you're saying that, but that he was working for the Britt campaign in a sense when he did this interview.
I don't know if it was any sort of paid position. I assume it wasn't, in no formal role, but he clearly supports her, and he went on that show with the objective of attacking Mike Durant and clearly had all of these points he wanted to make, because if you go back and listen to the beginning of the interview, which I've done several times because it's just so appalling and egregious that he would discuss mental health in this way as a medical doctor, it's clear that he had an agenda. This wasn't a question put forth to him. It was something that he wanted to talk about, that he brought up, and then he stated issue after issue about Mike Durant, you know, all untrue. So he clearly had an agenda, and I feel confident that came from the Katie Boyd Britt camp.
All right. Well, that being said, and I don't know anything, I'm just asking the question, why could it not have come from the Mo Brooks campaign? What's your thought on that? Why did it have to be from the Britt campaign? Solely because he supports her? You don't think that they could just use Parker Griffith in his, you know, he appears to be a gun for hire, if you know what I mean. But you feel certain that it came from the Britt campaign as opposed to the Brooks campaign, or just from Parker himself?
He does blow with the wind, but no, I think that he is in that camp of the political establishment class in Alabama. Clearly, his support of her, both financially and publicly with his words, show that he's in her camp. So I definitely think he went there to do her bidding. And, you know, it just really goes back to this issue of career politicians. We've had the same handful of folks controlling this state forever. And I know you know that with your service in the state Senate. You've seen those powers at hand. And that's what Alabamians are tired of. We don't want any more career politicians. We don't want people who are going to go up there and not do anything to reduce the size of the federal government and cut spending. We have leaders right now who go up there and vote like they're Democrats and brag about bringing back all of this pork spending to Alabama, but that's not what they need to be doing. They need to get that money out of the federal government's hands to begin with. So I think there's a whole class of people who want their person to stay in power. They've been grooming Katie Boyd Britt since she was in high school for this position. She was specifically moved back to Alabama from her position as chief of staff to Richard Shelby to groom her to run for this position. They put her as head of Business Council of Alabama.
Let me jump in, though, so Jessica. Hey, Jessica, let me jump in real quick, because I don't want to go too far afield in your personal views on Katie Britt as much as I want to stick with Parker Griffith's comments, because that's the egregious reason for which I got you on the air. So I don't want to be accused of having a bashing session. Let's just stick with Parker Griffith being a nut job. I think we need to seek out the disavowance, though. I think you're right. I think that both the other campaigns need to say that was wrong, and we disavow those kind of comments. I think you're absolutely right on that.
Well, I agree, and it's more important to me is why he's doing that. Why is a Democrat doing her bidding? So I do think it's relevant to point out that the establishment class, whether they're Republican or Democrat, want her in office.
Well, and fair enough. All right. But that being said, I think we're going to be reaching out from this show to see if Parker Griffith wants to defend his comments on the air. But you certainly have been a strong advocate yourself today for the Durant position. But at the same time, I think you make great points that mental health among veterans is a big, hairy deal. And we do lose a lot of veterans to mental health issues every single day. And the very idea that a medical practitioner who actually still holds his license, even though he's not practicing since like the 90s, is flippantly out there trying to denigrate one particular candidate in favor potentially of another by making a diagnosis over the air. And that was just wrong and shouldn't stand. So anyway, Jessica, hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate you calling in and adding some color commentary to this situation, and hope you're doing well.
Thank you for having me, Phil, and congratulations on the engagement of your daughter. I know Charlotte is thrilled.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are. We are absolutely thrilled. All right, folks, that was Jessica Taylor calling in right now, providing some background thoughts on what just happened with this Parker Griffith situation. And let me tell you, I completely agree with her position. and you probably heard it come out pretty strongly, that Parker Griffith, if you're listening, you know better. You know better, and if you want to come on this show and defend your position, I will take you on any single day of the week. I am not a medical practitioner, but I know better, and I know you don't have the authority, nor do you have the background, the experience, nor do you have the clinical introduction to the person you just diagnosed. You don't have the right to make such a ridiculous assertion. By the way, you made the assertion not to the patient. You made the assertion to a talk show host in Mobile, and that was just... that was just absolutely irresponsible. Not only that, it's reprehensible, and it deserves to be rebuked openly. So you're getting it right now. But I hope what we're going to see, too, I hope what we're going to see very soon is both the Britt and the Brooks campaign come out with some kind of statement that says, man, Parker Griffith is ate up like a soup sandwich, and we do not agree with making diagnoses like that over the airwaves, and we will not support that kind of messaging in any campaign, much less one that affects ours. All right, Copper, move us to a break before I get too fired up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain freaking right on this point, I can tell you that. We'll be right back.